The Israeli onslaught against Gaza, the Palestinian death toll from over 2 weeks of attacks, is now at 584. The majority of the victims are civilians, including women and children. Over 3,600 others have also been injured. Reports say Israel is using banned white phosphorus bombs. And a video has surfaced showing an injured Palestinian civilian being shot dead by Israeli soldiers' sniper fire east of Gaza Strip. Activists say the victim was trying to reach his family in the neighborhood when Israeli snipers shot him and then continued to fire upon him as he was on the ground. Israeli army confirms the death of two more of its soldiers in Gaza. That brings to 27 the number of Israeli troopers killed since Thursday. Three more Israeli troops were also wounded in overnight clashes. Palestinian sources put the death toll higher, saying 15 troopers were killed on Monday alone. And Israeli forces in Bethlehem have fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators demanding that Israel halts its bloody onslaught on the besieged Gaza Strip. Several protesters were injured in the clashes there. Injuries were also reported in demonstrations in the West Bank cities of Ramallah and Nablus. At least four foreign nationals have been killed as a bomber on a motorbike attacks a police building in Kabul. Now, the building, which is used by Afghanistan's anti-narcotics police, is located outside Kabul's international airport. The slain foreigners were anti-narc trainers. Their nationalities were not immediately known. Takfiri militants in Iraq have reportedly seized an ancient monastery near the northern city of Mosul. The ISIL terrorists ordered the monks at the Mar Behnam Monastery to leave the place. The monastery, which dates back to the 4th century, is a major Christian landmark and a place of pilgrimage. Pro-Russia forces in eastern Ukraine have handed over two black box flight recorders from a downed passenger plane to Malaysian officials. They also announced a ceasefire within a 10-kilometer radius around the crash site to allow international investigators to safely access the area. And in the U.S., a demonstration has been held in front of New York City's hall, City Hall, calling for more oversight of police tactics. The protest comes after an asthmatic man died last week when cops put him in a chokehold and other officers slammed his head against the sidewalk.